My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And it's not just that they won. It's not just that they won the football game. It's the context, Dib. Don't you get it? It's the context of what happened.
Are you doing Steiny material?
No, you're looking
Don't
at,
you get it,
You're
Dibs?
Looking at a football team that's clearly going through something. I know people don't like to hear injuries because everybody's got them. Seattle did too. But you're looking at a team that's trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure it out through a ton of adversity. Much of it is self-made. But here we are. And to have rookies out there turning the tides on Thursday night football on the road in the division in a game that you've got to have, I found a little bit inspiring, to be honest with you. And so 3-3, yay. That's not amazing, but like they're okay. They're okay. And so I was thinking about this because I know the backdrop of everybody's thought for this season. Super Bowl or bust.
Oh, yeah?
Kyle, you go to the playoffs or you suck. Whatever. Whatever your thought is on this. And I started thinking about the fact that, like, it's October 11th, which means Halloween and my dad's birthday and Thanksgiving and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Christmas and a new year.
Diwali. Thank you.
Let's see, me turning 50.
Oh boy.
A new president, both elected and inaugurated.
In theory.
An inauguration sensation.
It might be. Could be another storming of the Capitol.
Let's hope not.
But that would happen before what you're talking about.
That too. My son's going to turn 18. He's going to be an adult. We'll find out if he acts like one.
Off you go.
Lovely Christy's going to have another birthday. She's going to be... And
nice, well played.
Then the Super Bowl. Then it's in 4 months.
Right.
It's a third of the year away.
Are you going to invite Kyle Shanahan to your watch party? Because he's not going to be there. He's not going to be busy.
Whoever the 49ers will be in November, December, and January has not shown itself yet. You have to hang in there and work through adversity until you get to a different time. So I would really love it if we could stop taking every game, every time we watch them take the field, and then running it up against whether or not they're a Super Bowl team. They're the 49ers. They have shown you repeatedly through a period of time that they are a contender. And they are okay. They are okay. Hey, I'm here to say the Super Bowl is 4 months away. That's what last night felt like to me.
Well, last night felt like a lot of things, and we can all agree that when they were up by 6 and Seattle had the ball twice, you had that same feeling, and I know you did,
sure.
And I know I did, and I was texting with my father-in-law, who is locked in on all this stuff, and you know he was having some similar feelings, and I talked to my wife, who is a elementary school PE teacher. I talked to the principal today at one of her schools, and he's a P1 listener, and he's locked in as well, and we all had that same feeling. And the question was, when did you have that feeling of, oh no, I've seen this movie before? And it was when,
yeah,
for me, it was when they clearly should have had a punt fumble recovery and they didn't. And it's like, oh my God, if they can't get that call, which seemed pretty obvious, if they can't get that call right and Seattle's going to get the ball, well then God, this one's starting to feel like Arizona and LA. And so I had that feeling of like, oh God, really? You're up 23-3 and a kick return for a touchdown, which doesn't happen anymore, happened.
It's kind of one of those moments that feels like a higher power is just working against the 49ers.
The football gods, right?
Yeah, if you want to call it that.
Well, sure. And you play golf, and sometimes you hit a drive, and it's like, okay, and then it hits a sprinkler head, and it goes left, and now you're in the well of a tree, and it's like, okay, now I got to punch out. And sometimes you hit a shot, and it hits a branch, and you're in the middle of the fairway.
I hit a hole-in-one one time, but it was a hole in a tree. I'm not kidding you. The
nice.
Ball, like, it was literally barely bigger than a ball, and I found the ball in the tree. I'm like, that's a good shot right there.
Got to take a drop.
Man, sometimes, yep. Yeah. Sometimes, look, and that's life, right? You're going to have stuff work against you, and I think it was the only time, because I broke my rule last night. You know me. The phone goes face down during the games because there's just too much action.
But you texted me.
I know, because I was that upset. I was that upset. And so I texted the show thread, and I said, you better bring your damn ref jersey. And this is prior to us getting the reasoning that it was some sort of video malfunction in New York. I said, you better bring your ref shirt to work tomorrow because we need to have a conversation. Because you're right. It felt like this may end up going the wrong way, too. And this time, the 49ers would rightfully have someone to blame other than themselves. Because I don't even understand. Like, it is reasonable to assume that if you simply get that call right, it is reasonable to assume the Niners are at least up by two scores again. At least.
Yep.
Reasonable assumption.
Yeah, most likely that they settle for a field goal because that's what they've done more often than not this year in the red zone. So, yeah.
Better yesterday.
Yeah, better.
Better.
Better. A couple of touchdowns, which was nice. But, yeah, 26-17, it feels like that would be more likely. And then, you know, Seattle comes down and does what they do, but ultimately that call didn't swing the game, thankfully, because I don't want to do 4 hours on the process and the
maybe
system
just one.
Because
maybe just one.
We could do a full hour on it because for me the takeaway is how are we in this spot in 2024? In we could talk about replay across all sports, but really this one is the most glaring because you've got the technology and you've got how many cameras last night in the Amazon game? 25?
842.
30? Right. Yeah. 700? I mean, Amazon, if I ordered right now a product from Amazon, it would be at my house before I was.
Kyle Shanahan on his conference call today was asked if the league gives the 49ers an apology for what happened. Did you hear his answer? Take a listen to this.
No, you don't give any apologies. But apologies aren't that big of a deal. Once it happens, you got to move on with your life. I mean, apologies don't make it better. I'm just glad that it all worked out and just move on.
You know what the league should do? I don't want an apology. Here's what I want. I want a little gift certificate. The next time we call and ask to wear white shirts because it's going to be 100 degrees, you're going to say yes. That's what you're going to do, league, because you owe us one. Is that stupid, sophomoric, petty? I don't care.
Yes, yes, and yes.
But so is whatever the hell you did last night. So start handing out gift cards because apologies, he's right. Those do nothing for you.
I'd rather have money. You know, if I'm Jed York, it's like, you know what, NFL, however much you got from your Amazon deal.
Free signing bonus or something?
No, just give us, how about you give us $1 million? Because whatever you got from Amazon in terms of money is shared from 32 teams. Give us an extra share because your Amazon deal, it stinks as it pertains to getting calls right, competitive balance, because if this game wasn't on Amazon, I would bet that they would have had the camera angles available. But for some reason, in the league office, they didn't have the Amazon exclusive feed, and that's why they weren't able to make the call.
Like, is the league office not Prime members? Has anybody done a deeper dive on this? What does that mean, the league office didn't have access to what we're all sitting there watching?
Exactly.
How about if they just turn on a television?
Or iPad.
Right. Or their phone. You don't even need a good... This didn't even need to be in HD. You got two fingers that are flying in an upward direction as the ball goes
pretty
by.
Pretty clear, yeah.
I don't like... What What is the deeper explanation for why the league couldn't see what every single one of us had on every device? I don't understand. I don't get it.
Well, the deeper explanation is the camera feed that showed the two fingers flying up. And there was one camera angle, maybe two, I can't remember. But
Deuce, yes.
The league didn't have those cameras fed into their officiating epicenter. And that, to me, is the biggest issue.
Does their epicenter not on the side just have a TV?
Or like, not only do they not have a TV, do they not have like an Amazon Prime feed?
Know. Yeah. Do you have Twitter? Do you have Instagram? Like, honestly, that's why the more we sit here and talk about this, the more mind-boggling it is.
Right.
And you're right. I don't want the whole, we're not going to do that. It's a Victory Friday.
Yep.
And we would love to know what sort of the sense is that you have after that. Is it relief? Is it excitement? Are you still not convinced because the Seattle made a run? 888-957-9570, George in Eugene. Hi, George. Thanks for calling Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the call, Mark Willard. And Dibbs, can I get a squirt?
Squirt! Dan Dibley here. Squirt! It's a throwback.
Thanks, excellent, my friend.
Yeah, that was awesome.
The throwback is to Bill Walsh, and God love him for teaching me how football should be played, because the Niners are playing not to lose. They did it in the Super Bowl against Andy Reid. They're doing it now with not showing all of their plays. They have poor clock management as far as being aggressive, and then they end up with this close game, and it would not have been any kind of, fingertip, whatever. You get cheated all the time in calls. You lose because the game was close. Blow them out, it's no question. You're done.
Well, but George, that's easier said than done. I'd love to know what specific drive you're talking about where you feel the Niners were playing not to lose.
The first drive, I'd take the Arizona home game when they started passing the ball the whole time because it was too hot.
No. Let's talk about last night, George. You were talking about last night. Forget the first five games.
In Seattle's instance, at the end of the game, they did drive it to win. And I was very appreciative of that, not trying to lay up for a field goal. But they could have done more as far as positioning themselves to try for a more extravagant play. They keep running the mustard and ketchup. Get some A1 in there. Let's get some sriracha. Come on. And he holds it back for the end of the year because he doesn't want to show everybody his hand because he's afraid the big bad Andy Reid's going to design a defense around it. Screw it. Change it on the fly. Get a stick out there in the dirt. Draw up a play that's different than what you called. Make it happen. Come on.
Well, George, you're certainly allowed your thought. It's an interesting one, though. Thank you so much for the call.
Mustard and ketchup was pretty good last night.
And sriracha.
And a little bit of mayo.
Yeah, sriracha. If you got that kind of a tongue, go for it. But
In spots.
But once again, fascinating, because today's Friday. On Monday, they did not run the ball enough.
Right.
By Friday... when they do run the ball down another team's throat and you literally have multiple backs go north of 80 yards on Friday, now we need more sriracha sauce. And this is kind of my point. And I'm not even refuting what any of you feel about play calling. I simply have the belief now that in any 49er game, whatever they do, you all want the other thing to happen more.
Sure.
That even when they score 36 points and win a game, and at no point last night did I feel like the 49ers were overly conservative. Did you?
No, not at all. And I look at, you know, what they did in typical fashion. They got the lead and then they ran it, and then you lost your running back, and then you had your backup, and then you had your third stringer, who's really your fifth stringer, because you don't have Elijah Mitchell or CMC. So even though you have your fourth and fifth string running back, you still ran it.
I mean,
and Isaac Grenda goes for 76 yards when you're trying to salt away the game. I don't know what we're expecting from Kyle Shanahan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com